But January tends to be one of my least favorite Christmas and Christmas things are over. And it seems like all you have to look forward to now is a long, cold, dark winter. As we box up the Christmas decorations, it seems like all the excitement has ended. We redirect our focus to the responsibilities of work and home and returning to the normalcy of everyday life. Remove all the excitement. Throughout Advent, we set out to prepare our hearts for the birth of Christ. We watched and listened as all those led to a promise, born in a manger in Bethlehem. And each of us even traveled along one of these roads as that promise worked within us to transform our lives. Perhaps the good news came upon us like a great declaration from God, and we followed Mary's road of beautiful trust. Find our answer today. The Greek word for epiphany means experience or revelation. So epiphany is God's self-revelation in Christ. God is Jesus making himself known to you. Today completes the season of Christmas and marks the beginning of a new season in which we celebrate God's manifestation in Christ. As we celebrate this, today's text we read in Advent of the wise men. Here we find yet another road to the Christmas tunnel. This road is paved by the light of the sun. We're told that they came from the east to avoid the Gentile snow fields. They were not waiting with the gates like those who walked through the sun. The Lord did not tell them in a dream that they should go to Bethlehem. No army of angels broke into their common lives to tell them that something the wise man was simply going about this family routine. As educated astrologers, these men looked to the skies for the right direction. For the wise men, the road to Christ was one of peace and silence, for they had knowledge and interpretation of signs. In seminary, whether as students or professors, we spend a lot of time thinking and talking about God. We work hard. We spend countless hours reading the scriptures and the writings of men and women that have spent great amounts of time thinking about who God is. We read, we write, we memorize the extent to which we read vocab, names, and preface. We stress about papers and exams, publishers and synonyms, and often struggle with the success. It's easy to get caught in the rigors of contradictory details about God who seems to have some sense. Here we're asked to show up daily and search for powers. This has become for us a routine. It was in the context of their routine search for knowledge that the Lord made us a concept that has